Greetings and salutations, EOB Mafia. Welcome to episode 168 of Evolution of Brand. I am Jason Sircone, and today it's a very special, very bittersweet episode of Evolution of Brand. One that I never really thought I'd be recording. This is, at least for now, the final episode of Evolution of Brand. And I say that with a heavy heart, because I did not arrive at this decision easily. This show, when I started it, in my mind, I wanted to run this every week until the end of time, until I got kicked off the air, or I fell off the chair, or they punched my card. And honestly, I still feel that way, because this show has been a labor of love. I did it very intentionally because I wanted to expand my network and have some unbelievable conversations with some people, and at the same time, expand my comfort zone. So today, episode 168, this is, for now, the last episode of Evolution of Brand, because I'm going to put the show on hiatus. It will still live on in archive form. You'll still be able to go back in the archives and listen to all of these great episodes that I've compiled over the past year and a half. It's been an unbelievable ride, and I've had so much fun putting this content together. And like I said, for me, when I got into podcasting full-time, to give the backstory, I'm sure it's been heard here, and if you've heard me on other podcasts, I've talked about this, jumped into the podcasting game in 2015. When the pandemic hit, I was in a very precarious position because at the time, I was working in the beer industry and working with some local breweries here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, helping them get their products placed, doing some marketing for them, things of that nature. And I was also doing podcasting. I was helping a couple people with their show. I was doing my own podcasting. I had a beer podcast at the time. And I knew that when the pandemic hit and everything changed, because everything was shut down and I had to make some pivots, I wanted to jump into podcasting full time, because that was the element of my business that was still operational. I was still able to help people with their podcasts when the rest of the world was shut down. I made the jump in and decided that the first podcast that I wanted to launch was a show about podcasting and teaching other podcasters how to do various elements of podcasting. So I started the show called Pod Theory. But even when I started Pod Theory, I knew that I was also going to launch what became Evolution of Brand. There was a little bit longer of a delay from when I launched Pod Theory to when Evolution of Brand went live, because in my mind, I thought, oh, I'll just do these both at the same time. But anybody that's launched a podcast knows that it takes a lot of time, and I didn't want to shortchange one show for the benefit of the other. So took time to develop Pod Theory, and then when the idea of Evolution of Brand solidified, that's when I ran with it and I decided to put Pod Theory on the shelf for a little while. So that show still exists. And I'm going to get to how Pod Theory is making a resurgence here in a very quick moment. But just to wrap this up, I got Evolution of Brand started in my mind. I knew I wanted to talk to entrepreneurs and professionals in the branding world, in the marketing world, in the entrepreneurial world, and hear their stories. This was a way for me to grow my skill set as a podcaster, because at the time I worked in the beer world. I did have some marketing and sales experience, but I really wanted to focus on how I could become better. And I knew having these challenging conversations with these entrepreneurs was going to allow that to happen. And that's exactly how it unfolded. And at the same time, I built an incredible network of folks that joined me here on this show. I've joined many of them on their podcasts. I've done business with several of them. It's been fantastic, and it absolutely served its purpose in that respect, because I've met some unbelievable people. And for anybody that has appeared as a guest on Evolution of Brand, I can't thank you enough for bringing your knowledge to this show, because it has been great for me. It's been great for the audience, because we get to hear the strategies that you implemented to take your brand to the next level. I can't think of anything better to start off your day when those new episodes go live than to hear the success story and to hear the failures and the obstacles that folks have had and been forced to overcome so they could continue to grow and thrive in the entrepreneurial space. A special thank you goes out to each and every guest who has joined me here on Evolution of Brand. There are 168 episodes, including this one, and not every one of them featured a guest, but we broke the 100 mark. We're well over 100 guests that appeared here on Evolution of Brand. And again, my most sincere thank you to every single one of you. You truly made Evolution of Brand special, and you allowed me to spread my wings as a podcast host and learn how to have those deep, engaging conversations. And again, one more time, can't thank you enough. That brings us to where we are today. And you've heard me say it on this podcast many times. In life, everything evolves. Me and this podcast are absolutely no different. And you heard me say this when I made the transition to talking more about personal branding here on the show. And that was very recently. And I made that pivot, and the conversations were still phenomenal. I was having a great time, but I started looking at the overall big picture of what I do and how my podcast was serving what I do. I looked at everything from top to bottom, and what I discovered, and you've discovered this too, as a loyal member of EOB Mafia, listening to this podcast, more than likely you've heard many conversations that sprouted organically about podcast guesting, because that's the world I exist in. My guests, obviously, are podcast guests, or else they wouldn't be sitting there with me talking. So we would naturally jump into conversation about how podcast guesting has served their brand and served their growth. And it really got me thinking about the overall theme and where we were running. And is personal branding a big part of it? Absolutely. But I feel I can do more from a podcaster's perspective by leaning in to those podcast guesting elements. So instead of shifting the content of Evolution of Brand 100%, I decided to grab Pod Theory off that shelf and rebrand it. So here's the deal. I'm not going anywhere. Evolution of Brand, absolutely going on hiatus. As I said, it will live on in archive form. You can always go back and listen to all of the previous 167 episodes that exist in the catalog. But the new show will be known as Podcast Guesting Simplified. I am going to rebrand Pod Theory. So here's what you're going to discover, because I'm encouraging you now to look up Podcast Guesting Simplified on your favorite podcast app. You will find the show, but as you find it, what you're going to discover is a quick introduction episode explaining the rebrand. But you can go back in the archives there, and there are over 130 episodes dedicated to various aspects of podcasting. That show, as I said, was known as Pod Theory. The format was 5 to 10 minutes, give or take, of quick lessons and tips and strategies 5 days a week. Every 30 episodes, I would bring in a guest, and we would talk about various aspects of podcasting. I know one was dedicated to SEO. I did a roundtable during COVID where me and a few other podcasters got together and discussed how we were continuing to push our shows forward through the pandemic. I have another one on burnout. And then when I got to a point, I decided to flip things a little bit, and I welcomed my friend Travis Brown, and we did a season where he was the featured co-host. And I believe we did 11 or 12 episodes that were dedicated to myths and misconceptions of podcasting. And we ran the gamut from download numbers to equipment, you name it. There's a whole bevy of incredible content that you can dig into. So Pod Theory, what will happen is it's going to cut off as season two. Starting season three and going forward, the show will be known as Podcast Guesting Simplified. And I cannot wait to dive into this content, because I want to take a deep look at how podcast guesting can truly serve you and your brand. And I want to do it from the perspective of a number of different individuals. So I've already talked to people that are using AI and how that benefits the podcasting game from a host and guest perspective. I'm going to have booking agents on the show. I'm going to have guests that are utilizing the guesting strategy to build their brands. I'll have marketers, brand builders. It's going to really run the gamut in regards to personalities, but the focus is going to be on how you can utilize podcast guesting to take your brand to undeniable levels. We've done a lot of talk about that here on Evolution of Brand, but now the focus is going to be on that guesting element, and it's going to add the perspective of a podcaster. As you know, I'm a podcaster, and many people in my network are as well. And having the podcaster's contribution and seeing their point of view brings a well-rounded perspective to this initiative. Hearing what podcasters expect of their guests, hearing where they feel guests fall short. Maybe it's they don't share their content. Maybe they come to the podcast with great value that they presented on the surface, but when they get into the episode, all they do is sell. These are issues we want to tackle because at the end of the day, I want you to be a better podcast guest if you already are existing as a podcast guest on established shows. But if you haven't gone down that path yet and you're looking for a way to truly take your brand to the next level, podcast guesting is a tremendous way to do it. And I want to show you a simplified approach. Myself, together with a number of professionals, are going to bring you content that's going to do just that. So podcast guesting simplified, the plan as I speak now, and do not hold me to this because I already have another idea in mind that I may change this to down the road, but we're going to start off with one episode per week. That's an interview conversation, great back and forth. I'm looking to do this unscripted and just roll with people in regards to their specialty and how they leverage podcast guesting, let the organic conversation flow, looking for about a 30-minute episode. And then I'm going to piggyback on that with a short 5 to 10 minute episode, much like the existing episodes of Pod Theory are now, where it's just me expanding on the topic that we spoke about in the guest interview episode. And I'm going to be putting an emphasis on the blog posts that are attached to this as well. So if you learn more through reading, you'll be able to access the blog. And on that blog, jasoncircone.com, you'll be able to get video, audio, and written. So all three in one spot. It's going to be laid back, it's going to be informative, and it's going to help you understand all of these aspects of the podcasting world that maybe you have questions about. So EOB Mafia, if you love what you've heard on Evolution of Brand, this is your formal invitation to follow me to Podcast Guesting Simplified. Hit that follow button, hit the subscribe button. You can leave a review now if you'd like, but if you want to wait until the new content goes live, please do. You can also jump back and listen to some of that previously released content on Pod Theory and base your review on that. But I'm looking to get as much buzz as we possibly can as I relaunch this show. And as you know, you've heard me say, reviews help podcasts get discovered. So not saying you have to do it immediately, but please keep it front of mind. If you dig the content once it goes live, or if you dig the content that already exists, a quick review never hurts. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. So as I put the bow on Evolution of Brand and get ready to put the show on hiatus again, as I said, this was not a decision that I arrived at easily. And the reason I say that is because of you, EOB Mafia. If you have listened to even one episode of Evolution of Brand in the past, thank you. I can't thank you enough for taking the time to tune into this podcast and see what it has to offer. There are millions of podcasts for you to choose from. Now, of course, not all of them are going to be in your wheelhouse. I know that's not how it works. Not every podcast is for every person. But if you've taken the time to listen, to share, to subscribe, to review, to turn to a friend and say, I just listened to an episode of Evolution of Brand. Have you heard this show? You got to listen. It's phenomenal. If you've done anything to build EOB Mafia and welcome people in your circle into our circle, I can't thank you enough for your loyalty and for being here on this ride with me each and every week. I'm getting a little emotional here. Again, this is one of those things I did not expect to be doing this with this show. And when you pour so much time and effort into something, it can be a little difficult to put it on the shelf. Now, I know what I'm going to be doing next in my own mind and my own heart is going to be incredibly special, and it's going to bring the goods. Because whether I'm building my own content, whether I'm helping others build their podcast content, or I'm helping people be better podcast guests in any various capacity, I am dedicated to excellence. I want this podcast content to be as good as it possibly can be. That's my mindset. Now, you make that decision. As you listen to this content, you decide if it's excellent or not. But I'm taking steps to make sure that anything that I do sounds good and brings you quality. You make the final decision on whether it resonates. But at the end of the day, when you pour a lot of time and effort into something, to say you're not going to be doing that anymore, it's not easy. And EOB Mafia, you haven't made it easy on me to make this decision, but at the same time, I know what I need to do to serve my brand and to serve you, because this new podcast is going to do just that. Podcast Guesting Simplified is going to be the new catalyst. It's going to be the new driver for me and my brand, and it's going to allow me to tap into what I'm doing every day as I work with people and as I build my own podcast, utilizing these skill sets and systems and frameworks to make the most productive, efficient podcast production or have the best guest appearances. This is where I'm at. So I know having a podcast that speaks to that is going to do the world a lot of good. Now, this show has done tremendous things for me, for my guests, and for you. One more time, if you've been a loyal listener of Evolution of Brand, you've been a part of the EOB Mafia, formerly known as the EOB Society. So if you've been around since the beginning and you've been here for the name change from the Society to the Mafia, thank you so much for taking the time to be a part of this experience with me. I've enjoyed every second of it, and I'm damn proud to bring this content to you each and every week. It's been one hell of a ride. I'm looking forward to what comes next, but as this show officially goes on hiatus, I'd like to say it's because of listeners like you that podcasts become special. We can't just make this content for no purpose whatsoever. If you're doing it so it bounces around in some personal echo chamber, more than likely you're not going to feel the benefits. You're not going to experience the gratitude that comes from building a podcast. So EOB Mafia, you're like family to me. And thank you so much for being part of the Evolution of Brand experience. One last time, Podcast Guesting Simplified. Jump over and subscribe. Be a part of that experience. You're going to hear my voice when you jump over there, because you're going to hear why this show has now come to life. And when the new episodes are going to go live, I look forward to you being there with me for every second. If there's anything that I can do for you, please do not hesitate to reach out, phone call, email, smoke signal. I will respond to whatever method of communication that you want to use. And I always appreciate kind words about how much you appreciate the content. I have heard from a few of the loyal members of EOB Mafia, and that means the world to me. Just hearing one great comment about the content that's being put out keeps me motivated to produce more. EOB Mafia, this has been one hell of a ride. I'll wrap up like I always do. If you got something from today's episode, share it with one person in your circle who you know will feel the impact as well, because even though Evolution of Brand is going on hiatus, there are 167 episodes prior to this one that may change somebody's perspective. So please feel free to share this content with them. And until we meet again on Podcast Guesting Simplified, this is Jason Sircone reminding you to never stop evolving.